25. A Schofield man was asked to either cover his open carry handgun in the Weston pick and save. Didn't have a jacket on, so they asked him to leave the store. He says the Second Amendment rights are violated. I think private property owner rights are just as precious as Second Amendment rights. It was very cold. Why didn't he wear a jacket? I suspect, although I can't say this, I suspect he may have been trying to prove a point. You don't have Second Amendment rights in someone else's private property. And further, pick and save apparently allows concealed carry, and I think you're criticizing someone who's much more sympathetic to the gun rights cause than other businesses. Bruce in Green Bay. Bruce, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. The reason I'm calling, you talk about this gentleman standing outside in the cold. From what I understood, he was there with his friend. I'm surprised she wouldn't let him borrow her car to stay warm.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Why didn't he just go sit in the car? Go ahead.
Also, I have a carry concealed permit, and I think what people got to realize is, you're right, a lot of people are kind of new to the whole concept of people carrying firearms. A lot of people do feel uncomfortable, and if we're not sympathetic to their feelings on it, places like Pick and Save are just eventually going to put the sign in their window and not allow anything to cover up.
I think that's exactly right. I think that's, Bruce, thanks a lot for the call. I think that's what you risk here is completely having the reverse effect of what you're hoping for. Gary in Wausau. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Jared, but I'd just like to change the scenario one bit. Given everything you said, what if the manager, what if he would ask the person that's being offended to leave?
Why would she?
What would be the reaction?
Why would she?
Well, why? It's the manager's discretion. Neither one is violating the law. They both have the equal rights, and if one don't like it,
right?
It's like you,
right? Right. I mean, she could. You're right.
From a business standpoint, wouldn't do it, but I would like to see the reaction of the people on the left that are offended.
You're right. She could. She could have said, well, you know what? We allow open carry in this store, and if you're not comfortable with that, then I'll have to ask you to leave. You're right.
Yeah.
She's going to have to alienate one or the other. However, here's the difference. She didn't immediately ask him to leave. Now, here's the other thing. He could have just gone, and I know this is not the safest thing in the world, unless the car is in view. He could have gone and put it in the car. I don't recommend that. Or he just could have gone and stayed in the car. I think, look, a customer was made uncomfortable. He wasn't, other than he was being asked to cover it up. So it's not a bad point on your part, but I don't think it equates. Thanks a lot for the call. To Robert, to where are we at? Robert on the road. Robert, go ahead.
Jerry, the one thing about it is that I also have a concealed carry permit, and I carry often. And you would not be, my non-carry people are, they're most of the time blind. They don't know if I'm carrying a concealed weapon or not if I just untuck my shirt. He had the option. He was wearing a shirt. He could have just pulled it over the top of it, and that would have covered it. This guy definitely was trying to make a point about something. And the worst part about that is if people like that keep it up, we might end up with like those stupid non-imprinting laws like Florida has, where you can absolutely, if you carry concealed, you can absolutely not show that you have a weapon on you. You know, so if the guy would have just untucked his T-shirt and pulled it over the top of it, most of the people that would have been in the store would have just been blindly walking through and never even saw it.
Robert, thanks a lot for the call. I got a lot of people disagreeing with me on email on this. We'll get to those and take more of your calls at 9:35. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roof.